The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. In Jeremiah 30, beginning in verse 6, God is speaking of the time of Jacob's trouble, and it says this, verse 6, "Ask now and see whether a man is ever in labor with child. So why do I see every man with his hand on his loins, like a woman in labor, and all faces turn pale?" God is describing a time, a terrible time, and calls it Jacob's trouble, which I believe that we have entered in 2008 and possibly began in 2007. Going on here in verse 7, God says, "Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it, and it is the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it." We will have to go through the time of Jacob's trouble, and we have chipped the iceberg now. We could be saved from it if we would repent. Hosea also describes the time of our trouble, and it sounds exactly like what Jeremiah said. Notice in Hosea chapter 13, beginning in verse 12, "The iniquity of Ephraim is bound up, his sin is stored up." God is saying, we have built up our sin. We keep adding sin or iniquity on top of sin or iniquity. In other words, we aren't repenting of our sins. We continue to sin more and more, as God brings out in many places in His Word, where He says that we, Israel, continue to multiply our sins. And that's what God is saying here. The iniquity of Ephraim, and He's using Ephraim here to describe Israel, is bound up. His sin is stored up. Verse 13, "The sorrows of a woman in childbirth shall come upon him." Now, isn't that exactly what Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 30 that we just read? He is an unwise son, for he should not stay long where children are born. God is indicating that our trouble will pass speedily. There is much suffering ahead for our nation, the United States, and the British people, but God promises protection to those that turn to Him wholeheartedly. After our nation goes through it, God will deliver the remnant that's left. My friends, you can take God's indictment and judgment that He has pronounced on Israel, the United States, and the British people to the bank, for it is God's word, and it will happen unless we repent. And it doesn't seem that we're going to do that. But as I keep telling you on these programs, that you can repent and be spared this terrible time that we are headed into. We will go through the worst time of trouble in human history if we don't repent of breaking and ignoring the Word of God and His laws. But you as an individual, as I've said so many times, can repent, turn to God wholeheartedly, and be protected. That is a promise from God. You can take that to the bank, but what will you do? You need to ask yourself that question. And I can tell you, my friends, time is running out on you to make a decision. Our nation was founded on biblical principles. You didn't hear of abortion, same-sex marriages, probably not even divorce was thought of, and for many years, scandals in politics, religion, and business was almost unheard of. God's word was taught in the home, the schools, and the churches. There was respect for God and man. Yes, respect was taught. Drugs unheard of in the school and community. So was illicit sex, teenage pregnancy, all the evils and corruptions that we are so used to on today's market hardly even existed for many years in America. We were a God-respecting and a God-fearing nation, and things went much smoother for America than today. We didn't live under the pressures that we live today. Yes, we were a God-respecting and a God-fearing nation, and things went much smoother for America than they do today. Now, we were never 100% righteous, but we were much closer to God than we are today. We did have a mindset and an attitude of reverence to God. Do we today? Let me ask you that question again. Do we have a mindset and an attitude to reverence God today? You can answer that for yourself. For the last 50 to 60 years, we have been on a steady course of drifting farther and farther from God and His Word. It seems that as a nation, we don't care what God says in His Word, the Bible. We are determined to do it our way. God says, we will pay a heavy price, and we are now. but the price will get a lot higher for you as an individual and our nation unless we wake up and change our way, repent wholeheartedly, and turn to God. In obedience to His word and laws, rend our heart, not our garments, to our Maker. I ask again, what will you do? And I will tell you again that time is running out for you to make a decision. We like to hear smooth things. We don't like to hear the truth, God's word. God knew that thousands of years ago. Notice what God had to say to our forefathers, ancient Israel, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 30, beginning in verse 8. It says, now go write it before them on a tablet, and note it on a scroll, that it may be for a time to come forever and ever. In other words, God is speaking of the latter day, and He's speaking to you and me and to the house of Israel. Yes, God is speaking of the latter days or the end time of man's rule, and He is speaking to Israel, you and me, the United States and the British people. I repeat that because I want you to hear that and understand that, my friends. Verse 9, God goes on to say that this is a rebellious people, lying children, children who will not hear the law of the Lord. Yes, God calls us a rebellious people and a lying children. Well, my friends, are we rebellious against God's law, against God's word? Do we hear any lying in our nation today? You can answer these things for yourself, and you don't have to be too smart to do that. And He says, we will not hear the law of the Lord. Well, looks like God hit the nail right on the head when He said, we will not hear the law of the Lord. Well, that sounds like our nation, doesn't it? We don't want to hear God's law, for we don't want to obey it. How about you? How about you, my friend? Do you want to obey God? Verse 10 continues, who say to the seers, in other words, God is saying that our nation, the congregation, the church congregations today, and our nation as a whole, we say to the ministers, do not see, don't tell us right things, and to the prophets, do not prophesy to us right things, speak to us smooth things, prophesy deceit. Tell us lies. We like to hear good things and smooth things. Yes, God says we want to hear lies. We don't want to hear the truth. Ask yourself, my friend, do you want to hear the truth, or does it shake you up to hear the truth, and you'd rather go on hearing lies and being told that you're all right? We don't want to hear the truth, so says God. We like for ministers to tell us that we are good and we are pleasing the Lord if we only believe. What would you do if your pastor told you, that is, if he told the whole congregation that you must begin keeping the Sabbath holy, that you should go to church on Saturday, the seventh day of the week, which is the true Sabbath that God commands us to keep, and not on the first day of the week, Sunday? Would you perk up your ears and listen and be willing to obey God's word in that regard? Or would you quit going to that church? Or would the congregation pressure the board to fire that minister? He would be speaking God's word, but God says we don't even want to hear the truth, much less obey it. My friends, God is describing the day that we live in, and you need to perk up your ears and listen, because there are tough times ahead, and we have already entered those tough times, but I can tell you, they are going to get much tougher, and you're going to wish that you had listened. You are going to wish that you had ministers that taught you the truth. Yes, speak to us smooth things. Don't tell us we need to change our ways, our thoughts, our mindset and actions, and our attitude. Don't tell us we need to build the mind, the attitude, and the character of God and Christ. Don't tell us we should obey the law of God. Don't tell us we are sinners and are committing sin if we break God's law. Don't read 1 John 3, verse 4 to me, where it says, sin is the transgression of the law. My friends, you should understand that it's the breaking and ignoring of God's word and His law and failing to live by the word of God, and that means His law as well. That is the reason that we have all the problems as a world, as a nation, and individually. Verse 11 going on here, God says, get out of the way, turn aside from the path, cause the Holy One of Israel to cease before us. Don't tell us the truth. Butter us up. Speak smooth things to us. We have gone astray from God. We have left the path that God gave and commanded man to live by. We seem to think and teach that Christ did it all for us, and all you have to do is believe. when it's so very plain in the Bible that Christ said he kept his Father's commandments and commands us to follow in his steps. Paul even said, "Follow me as I follow Jesus Christ." We have turned our back on God. We don't want God telling us how to live our life. We like self the way that we are. When Christ said, "Deny self," but we love self and we don't want to change. And my friends, I know you don't want to hear this, and you may turn your dial or turn the radio completely off, but you're having an opportunity to hear the truth and to hear God's word, and you would be very wise to take it to heart. Isaiah 30 verse 12 continues, "Therefore, thus says the Holy One of Israel, because you despise this word and trust in oppression and perversity and rely on them." Now, God is speaking to you and me, our nation, the British people, the whole world for that matter, but especially to Joseph, the birthright tribes of Israel, the United States and Britain, who has had the favor of God Almighty and the most blessed people on earth. God is telling us that we despise his word, but he goes on to say that we trust in a perverted and a false way of life. Now that sounds like our nation, doesn't it? Yes, when we like to hear lies instead of the truth, we're trusting in something false and a false way of life, a perverted and twisted way of life. Verse 13, "Therefore this iniquity shall be to you like a breach ready to fall, and a bulge in a high wall, whose breaking comes suddenly in an instant." God says our way of forsaking the right path, his word, will bring us to a great fall, a sudden fall. This is a time of Jacob's trouble. And if it truly is the end time trouble for Jacob that God mentioned in his word, it will get a lot worse. And my friends, as I said, I fear that it is the beginning of the end time troubles for Jacob. But we could be saved early on from Jacob's trouble, as God tells us in many scriptures. In Isaiah 30 verse 15, God has this to say, "For thus says the Eternal God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you shall be saved. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength, but you would not." Yes, this is only one of the many scriptures where God tells us how to be delivered from our problems. But God says we will not turn to him. We haven't learned our lesson yet, but we will. It will take the great tribulation to finally get it through to us that our way of ignoring God's word and his laws won't work. Verse 16, "And you said, No, for we will flee on horses. Therefore you shall flee, and we will ride on swift horses. Therefore those who pursue you shall be swift." Verse 16 is telling us that we will continue to try it our way as long as possible. Well, my friend, I see my time is up. We'll pick this up in our next program. But in the meantime, if you would like to learn more and know more and understand more about God's word and his way and what's going to happen to our nation and to you individually, we invite you to request a couple of booklets here that we have, Nations in Decline and the Two Houses of Israel. A couple of articles here, and they're free. They will help you to understand the prophecies about our nation. All you need to do to receive those articles is call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, Seventh Day at 573-238-3675. Or you may email us at thewayitoughtobe@hotmail.com. Or log on to our website and request those articles. And you could just ask for articles number 206. We'll know what you mean and we'll mail those articles right out to you. But log on to our website and request those articles or call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, 573-238-3675. This is Pete Hornbuckle on the behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill. Meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughtobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughtobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.